Okay, yeah, I shouldn't have never been disconnected. Blog Talk saying it was disconnected, and that was why I stopped using these microphones right here. I stopped using these microphones right here because it said that it just kept shutting me out. It kept shutting the show out, saying that it kept saying So can you hear me? Everybody can hear me clearly that's listening in. I need some people to confirm that they can hear me and everything is clear so I can proceed on the show. I'm already behind. Okay. Now, thank you for that. Okay, so good morning, y'all. You're on the morning drip. Blog Talk Radio with Suleiman Bey. And I was putting some technology together that I haven't used in a while, and I wasn't prepared. I didn't do it beforehand. Actually, what happened was when I went to go do the show, I realized my phone wasn't up. I said, oh. Okay, so the time that it was, I was doing some other things. I said, well, I don't even got time to sit down and reactivate that or do none of that. I'm just to do the show the old way and use the microphones that I have so I can use my headphones too. So what we're going to get into and chop it up about today is the 14th Amendment. Let me put some of this stuff away now. I was in here in Reconstruction. I wasn't only in doing Reconstruction history surgery. I was in here in Reconstruction trying to get this stuff so I could get this message out to you all. Okay, so let me go in here and pull up some stuff here. So, yeah, we're going to deal with the 14th Amendment today. We're going to get into that because black people, African Americans, okay, the terminology that we use, those are 14th Amendment citizens. So what does that mean? And people argue about the constitutionality of the 14th Amendment. So we're going to go into some studies here, some stuff I pulled up that you can pull up as well. From there, from the horse's mouth, we'll read some different stuff and get some understanding of what's going on, because there's arguments. People say the 14th Amendment is constitutional, that it was ratified, it was all good, and some people say, no, it never is. It's unconstitutional. It's not. So you got the Negroes, the blacks, the colored, the African-Americans, you're just in between that. You know, you got you know, it's constitutional over here, calls you three-fifths of a person. Then the 14th Amendment just supposedly squashed that and say you a whole person. But the bottom line is, even in both of them, you are a person. So you have to understand what does the person mean. You can get an understanding of citizenship. And things that are like that. So that's what we're going to go into. We're going to go into these documents and understand, okay, if you are a 14th Amendment citizen, what does that mean? A 14th Amendment person, what does that mean? Because that makes you a U.S. citizen. So then what is the U.S.? So just having a different understanding of the Constitution, something that the slaves were never taught. And then we go into Dred Scott so you could get an understanding that it don't matter. Okay, it don't matter what you say you are, or who you are, or what you're not, because they got a law. This is a union state. This is a European Union state society, and they got laws of entry. They got laws that govern who sit at the table with them in their organization, and it's definitely not you. Can't you see the writing on the wall? Don't you see that? You should be obvious that you don't have a seat at the table. You have to fight for desegregation, all this stuff, and then all the law still is to keep you away and down. So don't you see that? Why you want to be with somebody who just don't want to be with you? I mean, dang, come on now. Man, we just want to get along but can't get along with each other. We just want to get along. We just want to force it. Man, they got laws on the books, man. You are who you are, and until you say otherwise, they're going to keep assuming that you are who you are, and will keep treating us the same way, okay? Yeah, it don't matter if you white or black. Michael Jackson told you that. Yeah, you're on Blog Talk Radio, the morning drip of Suleiman Bey. Let me get out some more of my stuff here that's hidden in the archives. What I want some more information I want to make here to you. Don't forget to check us out at our on our different forums here. So I was trying to get all my papers here. I'm all over the place on the desk this morning. Okay, let me see. Man, I was going into the dolls' roles and everything, man. I'm trying to find it out. I want to figure out who you is and who you're not. And quit saying that you black around here. You go figure out that being black is whack. There ain't nothing good to that. And I'm here to tell you, there's nothing good to being black. You'll get a hard case. That's what you go get, a hard case of being black. Okay. So now, here we go. So we're going to start off on this right here. Don't forget to check us out in the Legal Empowerment Group. Check us out at Legal Empowerment Group. .com. Okay. And don't forget to check us out at, we got one is contact at, no, check us out at health. That's the word health. h-e-a-l-t-a.info. And that's the website for the nonprofit. They help us out right there. We're doing a lot of moving. You can go check out the website and see what's going on with that. And there's smoke getting in my face. Also, go over to queenkitty.net too. That's queenkitty.net for your feminine hygiene products. And go to Queen Kitty at Instagram too to check out Miss Taybay feminine line of hygiene products for the misses out there. Fellas, you can buy stuff for your missus too, man. If you see something she needs, man, go and snatch that up and give it to her. Get her some of that gooey, some of that gooey grip. Some of that grip gel. Yeah. I don't know what's the exact name of it, but just get that grip gel. The lady know what it's talking about. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, get that. Okay. So we want to get into this, the history of law, the 14th Amendment this morning. That's what we're going to get into. So I'm going to take a reading from, I pulled up some of the internet from Tulane University Law School. So this is a little brief on the history of the 14th Amendment. So this was written in 2017. It's just a brief real quick. And we're going to set the foundation for what we're going to get into. So the history of the law of the 14th Amendment. The Civil War ended on May 9, 1865. Just more than 3 years later, on July 9, 1868, the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was passed. This amendment and the 14th and 15th Amendments were a part of the Reconstruction era of the United States, which focused on civil rights and rebuilding the war-torn nation. The 14th Amendment states that every person born or naturalized in America is a citizen of the country as well as their state of residence. Some southern states began actively passing laws that restricted the rights of former slaves after the Civil War, and Congress responded with the 14th Amendment, designed to place limits on the state's power as well as protect civil rights. To be readmitted to the Union after the Civil War, southern states had to ratify the 14th Amendment. Initially, Native Americans were not granted citizenship by this amendment because they were under the jurisdiction of tribal laws. It was not until 1924 that Congress passed the Indian Citizenship Act, which granted Native Americans citizenship rights as well. Trapping everybody. The 14th Amendment had five sections. The first section introduces the citizenship law for all people born in the country or naturalized. This section also covers the limitations on state laws, which cannot supersede federal laws that govern citizens. States cannot deprive citizens of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Due process of law means that legal proceedings have to be fair and that citizens need to be given notice and a chance to be heard before any rulings are made. When originally passed, the 14th Amendment was designed to grant citizenship rights to African Americans, and it states that citizenship cannot be taken from anyone unless someone gives it up or commits perjury during the naturalization process. In 1787, delegates of the Constitutional Convention had reached a compromise for determining the number of representatives each state would have in the U.S. House of Representatives. Called the Three-Fifths Compromise, this agreement stated that every five slaves would be counted as three people when determining population for the number of representatives and taxes owed. Section 2 of the 14th Amendment removed this law from the Constitution, giving free slaves full weight as citizens. The only adult male citizen who were denied the right to vote were those convicted of crimes. Section 3 of the 14th Amendment focuses on rebellion, prohibiting anyone from being elected or appointed to a state or federal office after engaging in rebellion or treason. The Houses of Congress can vote to override this if two-thirds of the votes are in favor.
Section 4 serves to legitimize the public debt that Congress appropriates. This section was put in place to prevent the Confederacy's war and emancipation debts from impacting the reunited country. The power of enforcement is outlined in Section 5 of the 14th Amendment. This clause gives Congress the power to pass appropriate laws to enforce all of the provisions of this amendment. Debate and controversy have been high regarding the scope of power given to Congress by this section. In 1879, the Supreme Court gave Congress significant authority. Since this time, however, decisions have been more conservative, giving Congress less authority in regulation. Congress does not have the power to regulate the private conduct of citizens, but it can regulate actions by state and local governments. Congress has the power to stop or resolve rights violations that have a legal precedent, but the remedies have to be proportionate to the violations.
Okay. So we set the tone with that. So my question is, okay, if somebody grants you, you become a citizen of a government. Okay. Always remember that a government is a fiction. Remember that a government is an entity. It's a person. Okay, let's call it what it is. So let me pull out blacks and show you what government is. Government is a person. Okay, so they're saying that it's controversy with the 14th Amendment. There's a lot of people saying that it's passed. There's a lot of people say that it is not. Okay. Okay, so we're going to get to this one. Okay, so in the First Amendment, in the first section of the Constitution. Okay, in Article 1 of the Constitution, in Section 2, it says representatives and direct taxes shall be apportioned among the several states which may be included within this union, according to their respective numbers, which shall be determined by adding to the whole number of free persons, including those bound to service for a term of years, and excluding Indians not taxed, 3/5 of all other persons. Now, that was the clause that excluded us. That was the clause that made us 3/5 of all other persons, dehumanized us, denationalized the blacks. All right, that was the 3/5 clause. So they're saying with the 14th Amendment, it took out that language. So let's go to the 14th Amendment. So in the 14th Amendment, and listen, get your house a Black Law Dictionary. I'm using the seventh edition, abridged, by Brian A. Garner. It has the Constitution in the back of it, too, so it helps out a lot because the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, but they don't teach it in the public school system, so that's why nobody knows. Nobody knows they're being abused and their rights are being trampled on. The whole time they think they're fighting for some rights, the ones that you really have, your unalienable, inalienable rights are always being trampled on. But anyway, so they're saying they took out that language. So in the 14th Amendment, Section 2, it says, representatives shall be apportioned among the several states according to their respective numbers, counting the whole number of persons in each state, excluding any as not taxed. See, they took out the 3/5. So they say now you're a whole person. But the whole thing about it is they keep saying person. They don't keep identifying. They don't identify you to a nationality, to a nation. Remember, you inside of a corporate structure. All the persons inside of these structures are artificial. Okay, so when they use the word person, you got to understand what person means. So again, now we were going to the dictionary. Now we're going to Black Law, which is the law that they use, and they're using law dictionaries, okay, not Webster's. I know you guys know what a person means in Mr. Webster's. We all do. So here we go. Person from Black Law, 7th edition. Person, 1, a human being. Okay, duh, everybody know that. All right, so 2, an entity such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Okay, so a person could be a human being, which we all know, or an entity such as a corporation. But listen to the catch. That is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. So let's go down and just define that. Well, when you go down, the next definition they have is artificial person. What does artificial person say? Let me check that out, Mrs. Suleiman. It says an entity such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being, a being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. Also termed fictitious person, juristic person, legal person, moral person, legal entities. So a legal entity is, we already know, a person now isn't just more than a human being, that it's a corporation, which is recognized in law as having rights and duties as a human. Okay. So now it says an artificial person is an entity such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being, a being real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. And y'all know I always use the analogy of the movie Ted. Ted and Ted 2, if you watch that, the perfect story of the Negro, the black, the cutter, the African-American, the one that keeps his spots keep changing, you know, all the other animals and all the other species keep the spots and his keep changing, you know. Yeah. Yeah, go watch Ted and just show you what they got you as and what that means. Okay, so now let's break this down into context now. So now we understand a person is more than just a human being. And when they speak in the law, because the United States is a corporation, because it's a person, it's a human being. I mean, it's not a human being. It was created by law and given certain rights and duties, right? Then anything in that system is artificial. That's why you have two state. That's why you have a state flag and a United States flag. Each state has a United States flag in it. It's uniform. That's why it's called a union. That's why they made a more perfect union, so they can make it uniform. That's why they have the uniform commercial code. They have all this stuff is uniform. You could check into any code they have in the USC, the Code of Federal Codes, the UCC. You can all find it in the state law. You could go look at each state's Bill of Rights, and you can see what it all resorts to, a Republican form of government. For the people, by the people. That's it. I don't care what state you're in, when you go look in the Bill of Rights, that's what it calls for. You can't do legal searches and seizures. That means a person pulling you over and detaining you and going through your stuff, they can only do that to U.S. citizens, to artificial persons that they have jurisdiction over. So that's the point of understanding to have a nationality. That's why everybody at the table at the UN has a nationality. Donald Trump said it best, and I quote, "It's safe to assume if you're not at the table, then you're on the menu. You don't have a seat at the table." You see what I'm saying? So even under the name Indian, that's a tag that they got coined. See, black, white, that's the tag that they got coined. That's why they're giving you this so-called free citizenship, but we all know nothing is free. What does it entail for one to become a U.S. citizen? He get to play in a monopoly game where everything is fake, even the people. Yeah, we moving everything around the board, but the game is fake. And if you take liability for a fake game, man, we gonna play monopoly, and then you really gonna take liability and pay us. Okay, well, we'll appreciate that then. We sure will appreciate that on the sideline. I ain't never played like that. But if somebody out there and you play Monopoly like that, man, how they playing it like that? Man, I want to play with you. I sure do. I sure want to play with you, because we're going to play the fake game and pass around that, and you're going to give me your real assets. You're going to give me your real liability, your real energy. Yeah, and I'm going to give you all that paper stuff. I'm going to keep passing paper stuff. You're going to give me your house, your car, your children. For next generation, generations to come, you're going to give me all the energy, all the proceeds from your energy and labor. And I'm going to keep giving you the monopoly money and let you pass around the board and play the game of. I'm going to keep giving you money out the bank, too. You know how we used to steal money on the side? I'm just going to give you money out the bank. I'm going to keep printing the money up. And I got to go buy another monopoly board to get some more money. Every time you want some money, I'm going to give you some more money and let you ball out and play the game. Okay. That's what it's about. That's what's going on. Okay, so 14th Amendment. So they're saying that you a citizen now. So how is this? How are we citizens? I can't understand that. How can you make a person a citizen? Because for any other nationality to come over here, you can't just jump the border and come over here and become a citizen. You got to go through a process. They're going to ask you all kinds of questions. Who is you from straight up? Yeah, that's they ask everybody. Who is you? Man, you got some idea. I'll ask you, who you is, you, where you from? And your name go say it all. Where you from go say it all. Because it speaks about you, where you from. Everybody else got somewhere, they landmass, they named it after themselves or something. It could relate to it when you say their name, except us. Ours go to the United States. That's a red, white, and blue. That's a corporate banner when you run in Olympics. That's a corporate banner when you playing basketball. All them accolades, all that stuff in the Olympics and all that stuff goes to them. That's a corporate banner. How you know it's a corporate banner? Because each state got their own flag. Why you didn't run with the state flag that you're from under? Get something else going on there. They don't be playing with paper money over there. Nah, well, you got to pay a debt off. You got to pay off debts off through there with the silver and gold. And don't think none around. They rustle all around the country looking for that stuff. They pull coal right past your eyes every day on the trains. Wide and open. Coal, what else you think they natural resource in the ground? You think coal is the only thing over here in this whole big old country, 50 states. Coal is the only thing, huh? What about the oil? What about the tin? What about the zinc? What about the silver? What about the platinum? There's gold in them darn hills. Y'all just plain old rich and don't know. You see? And then we got walked off parts of our land and put on other parts of our land. While the Europeans just raping them pilgrims. It's the European Union. You are not included in the European Union because you're not European. It's not no hate or nothing. They just set up a union for themselves. They got something going on for themselves. It's about you, not for you. You on Block Talk Radio, the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. I hope y'all all right out there. Let's see. Something else I wanted to give y'all. Yeah, don't forget to tap into us at Legal Empowerment Group 101 at 101.com and also at help. It's the word. You got to spell the word out and you got to put the slashes in between it. HEAALTHINFO. That's for the donation. You can do it one time, a weekly, a monthly, a yearly. With a receipt to come with it, it's 100% tax deductible, 501c3. Amen. Help us out. Look at this work that we're doing. We got no fake bogus pictures on there. We got pictures of people doing it. We got chapters in California and one in Texas. And hey, we'll be out there moving and grooving to a hood near you. If they drop us off some food, they donate something and give it to us, we got the trucks to go pick it up. And we will be sliding through on you, giving it to you just like that. So don't forget to hit us up with them forms. And don't forget to check us out at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. Get your do-it-yourself kits and some other things to help you out with preparing your credit and understand how that works and business formation, fundability. Like we teach you business formation. Not how people just get businesses but you can't get no money. Nah, we teach you how to get money, man. We put your business together so you can get some money. You follow our program, man, for 3 months, man, you start seeing a difference in 3 months, what they throwing at you. Yeah, you follow our program, man, 6 months, man, you look up a year, whew, hey, man, you be top of the game. You be thinking it's big time. Right now, we don't know. Most black businesses are not even aware. They spending black dollars. And some of them are thriving, doing good, but they spending black dollars. They don't have no, they're doing a disservice to themselves because they don't have no recognition in the business credit bureaus. So that type of stuff affects us. So, yeah. So let's get into the Dred Scott case. Okay. Because we were trying to understand, how are we citizens? How you just make us citizen? Everybody born. That's the 14th Amendment says. So let's listen to what the 14th Amendment says. Now, a lot of people believe the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment was bogus. I'm in agreement with that. Okay, you can't free nobody. If you free somebody, you can enslave them again. They stopped the institution of slavery was abolished in 1865. Abraham Lincoln ain't free shit. You can't free nobody. People got to free themselves. See, because this slave is still walking around in bondage right now. Do you know that? Do you know that you are a slave to the system, to the jurisdiction thereof? Okay. I'm going to teach you right now, though. Okay, so it tells you. So remember the 13th Amendment, 1865. It says, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. That was Section 1. Section 2 says, Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Congress are the new slaveholders. They're going to make the laws to keep your black ass enslaved and commit a crime, just go put you in slavery and voluntary servitude because you don't own the plantation. They don't pay you, especially in the state. But in federal, they might give you a couple of dollars. Some places give you not a couple of dollars. I mean, some pennies. Yeah, 10 cents an hour, 15 cents an hour. If you're a good nigga, you might get a dollar an hour. Yeah, you get a dollar an hour. You're a good nigga working good. So, yeah, but Congress make the laws. So the prisoners sitting there waiting for Congress to pass laws to help them. But Congress is the same ones that made the laws and enslaved you. They created a crime scene. These were under the Black Code, the Codes of 1724. Yeah, the Christian Black Codes. Ain't that something? Go look them up. So that's what they did. So then the 14th Amendment, 3 years later, 1868 says, Section 1, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and united and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. I'm just going to stop right there. Okay, it says all persons. See? All persons born. Who the fuck, what kind of person is this? Yeah, I'm going to say it just like that. What that means? Yeah, who you talking to? You could be talking about anything. You could be talking about McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box. Who the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking about when you do, who you're referring to? Well, that's, see, you got to make that distinction. You feel me? You got to understand what they're saying. So they say all persons. So understand, you got to understand, what is the United States? So Google up what the United States is. You'll see it's the federal government. It's a federal corporation. That's what it is. So here go Dred Scott. Dred Scott versus Sanford. Okay, this is 60 United States Supreme Court case, 393 in 1857. So it's still on the books. It has never been overturned. And this is the law of the land. So listen to this. Facts of the case. Dred Scott was a slave in Missouri. From 1833 to 1843, he resided in Illinois, a free state, and in Louisiana Territory, where slavery was forbidden by the Missouri Compromise of 1820. Let me blow this up so I can sit back. After returning to Missouri, Scott filed suit in Missouri court for his freedom, claiming that his residence in free territory made him a free man. After losing, Scott brought a new suit in federal court. Scott's master maintained that no Negro or descendant of slaves could be a citizen in the sense of Article 3 of the Constitution. Okay, so we're going to go to that. Okay, let me get my pen for that. We're going to go to that, and then we're going to hit the, I'm going to make sure I tap it off with the Sundry Free Moors Act for y'all. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, 1790. I'm going to show you about that act, too. So I'm going to show y'all. Just don't hate me. I'm just a messenger. I'm going to show you and they proof. So under Article 3, okay, we couldn't be no citizens. So that's letting you know. It says, Scott Mather maintained that no Negro or descendants of slaves could be a citizen in the sense of Article 3 of the Constitution. True. Okay. Was Dred Scott free or a slave? Conclusion. The majority held that a Negro whose ancestors were imported into the U.S., understand what that is, and sold as slaves, whether enslaved or free, could not be an American citizen and therefore did not have standing to sue in federal court. Because the court lacked jurisdiction, Taney dismissed the case on procedural grounds. Taney further held that the Missouri Compromise of 1820 was unconstitutional and foreclosed Congress from freeing slaves within federal territories. The opinion showed difference to the Missouri courts, which showed that moving to a free state did not render Scott emancipated. Finally, Taney ruled that slaves were property under the Fifth Amendment and that any law that would deprive a slave owner of that property was unconstitutional. In dissent, Benjamin Robbins Curtis criticized Taney for addressing the claim sustained after finding the court lacked jurisdiction. He pointed out that invalidating the Missouri Compromise was not necessary to resolve the case and cast doubt on Taney's position that the founders categorically opposed anti-slavery laws. Okay. Gene McLean echoed Curtis, finding the majority in property reviewed the claim substance when its holding should have been limited to procedure. He also argued that men of African descent could be citizens because they already had the right to vote in five states. So they were saying you could. But the Dred Scott case said, nobody of African descent, no, they don't care if you're free or not, you cannot be a citizen because it's a European Union. You had to be a European to be in their union. And that's what people don't understand that. So they don't care whether he was free, a free state. I mean, people look at that wrong, like, oh, they don't want to let us in. No, it's a European fraternity, man. Like, you know, I mean, quit trying to force yourself into something like this. They don't do that. It's a landmark case. The Dred Scott case is a landmark case. Okay? I mean, that's it don't get no bigger than that. So it says, okay.
Okay, it says this, here goes the opinion. The Supreme Court, in an infamous opinion written by Chief Justice Robert Penny, ruled that it lacked jurisdiction to take Scott's case because Scott was, or at least had been, a slave. First, the court argued that they could not entertain Scott's case, because federal courts, including the Supreme Court, are courts of peculiar and limited jurisdiction and may only hear cases brought by select parties involving limited claims. For example, under Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution, federal courts may only hear cases brought by citizens of the United States. The courts ruled that because Scott was a Negro whose ancestors were imported into this country and sold as slaves, and thus not a member of the political community formed and brought into existence by the Constitution, Scott was not a citizen and had no right to file a lawsuit in federal court. Second, the court argued that Scott's status as a citizen of a free state did not necessarily give him status as a U.S. citizen. While the states were free to create their own citizenship criteria, let me blow this up, and had done so before the Constitution came into being, the Constitution gives Congress exclusive authority to define national citizenship. Moreover, the court argued that even if Scott was deemed free under the laws of a state, he would still not qualify as an American citizen because he was black. The court asserted that in general, U.S. citizens are only those who were members of the political community at the time of the Constitution's creation, along with those individuals' heirs, and slaves were not part of this community. Finally, the court, this is the Supreme Court saying this, y'all. Finally, the court argued that in any case, Scott could not be defined as free by virtue of his residency in the Wisconsin territory because Congress lacked the power to ban slavery in U.S. territory. See, the court views slaves as property, and the Fifth Amendment forbids Congress from taking property away from individuals without just compensation. See, being black, the tag, that's what the property is. Negro is a property tag. Colored is a property tag. African American is a property tag because African is a continent. African is a corporation and a continent. And a corporation on a continent. And American is a continent. So, listen. The decision in Dred Scott versus Sanford exasperated rising sectional tensions between the North and South. Although the Missouri Compromise had already been repealed prior to the case, the decision nonetheless appeared to validate the Southern version of national power and to embolden pro-slavery Southerners to expand slavery to all reaches of the nation. Unsurprisingly, anti-slavery forces were outraged by the decision, empowering the newly formed Republican Party and helpful fuel violence between slave owners and abolitionists on the frontier. Following the Civil War, the Reconstruction Congress passed and the states ratified the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, all of which directly overturned the Dred Scott decision. That's what they say. Today, all people born or naturalized in the United States are American citizens who may bring suit in federal court. See, all dealing with the federal court, all dealing with artificial persons, and that's your citizenship. So they naturalized and made you a citizen, but you can never be a citizen. They never overturned the Dred Scott decision. They said the amendments, all of which directly overturned you. How can you amendment overturn the decision? The decision got to be overturned. The decision has never been overturned. The decision is still on the books. So they would go back in and say, this decision is overturned. No, you've been made a citizen, but what kind of citizen you are and what kind of person are you are, that's the type of person and what type of citizen is deciding your status. See, that's the time determining who has your jurisdiction. That's determining who appropriates your laws and legislation for how you live, how you eat, how you drive, how you think. You see? So that's what this is about. So the quicker that we get an understanding of that, being black is whack. And man, we tell to tell you that, man, being black is whack. Yeah, it is. And Ted was talking shit, swallowing spit. Mm-hmm. He was doing his thing. He was humping around, smoking weed, had a little girl and everything. He was doing the damn thing. But Ted had his day in court like most black people do. And when Ted had his day in court, bye-bye. You're off with Ted's head. That's what they did. Told Ted to sit down, boy. You my nigga. I pay you to dribble and shut up. Yeah, I pay you millions of dollars. If I pay you $200 million for 10 years, how much you think I'm making? How much you think I'm making? I gotta be making three times that. You my boy. I let you do what I want you to do. I let you sing what I want you to sing. I let you say what I want.
want you to say.
That's how it goes.
And they pay them good to dribble and shut up. Pay them good to be quiet. A lot of people, and I've seen a lot of people over the years that was talking loud. I'm black and I'm proud. It's talking loud. Fight the power. Next thing they know, they have positions. Good positions. They've been holding on to them, too. Good positions. Now they teach the masses different. They say stuff. Yeah, but they saying in the right content, in the right context. And you could believe that. My eyes are wide open. I see it. So that's really the lesson of the day was understanding. You got to get y'all some nice books in the house. You got to get some. You got to get some for yourself and your family so you can look up stuff, so you can find out what's really going on, and do some researching. Yeah, do some researching on your ancestry, finding out who you are, because black ain't it. Man, being black, a person, and let's go into John Bouvier's. I'm going to go into John Bouvier's. And this is a law dictionary adapted to the Constitution laws of the United States of America and of the several states of the American Union with references to the civil and other systems of foreign law. John Bouvier, they got a set to these. You're going to get these sets of these. One, a set of these new probably cost you about $350, $375. You might find some new, but just you got to understand how they set up. They're foreigners. Remember, we're foreign to them. They're foreign to us. They're European. You're not of European descent, so we're therefore we're foreign. If you're from Colorado and I'm from Mississippi, we're foreign. Those are foreign states. Different laws. You might do something in your state that I can't do in my state. But they got their constitution, but they all have a uniform language. They all have the Bill of Rights. Everybody's Bill of Rights are congruent with the U.S. Constitution. So that's what they took an oath and affirmation to uphold. So you need to study and read it. That's why they never taught it in the public school system. They don't teach the Constitution. How you don't teach the Constitution? Hold on. I got to pull it back out. How you don't teach the Constitution when it's clear? This is what the Constitution says. For all who, those that don't know, all you scholars, all you top-notch people out there that's been knowing and think you know everything, sending your children to school and thinking that's the thing to do, what are they teaching? What did you learn? How to be more subservient? How to pass the pot around and pay for their nation? Yeah, for the uplifting of them instead of for self and kind? Okay, because that's what we did for a lot of years. That's what we have going on. Okay, so Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution says, all debts contracted and engagements entered into before the adoption of this Constitution shall be as valid against the United States under this Constitution as under the Confederation. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state the contrary, notwithstanding, the senators and representatives before mentioned, and the members of the several state legislators, and all the executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution. But no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. Yeah, that's all it is. United States set up a big public trust. In God we trust. You ought to know that, government ordinance departments. In God we trust. That's the trust that they set up. Yeah, that's what they doing business there. The dollar bills are under the God we trust, God in God we trust fund. Man, y'all better wake up. So it just said, this Constitution and the laws of the United States shall be made in pursuance of, and all treaties made or shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land, and they judge, they bound by it. Okay, so now you got to understand, well, what treaties? There's a lot of treaties, not even with just the so-called Native Americans or no so-called Indians. It's treaties with other nations. Yeah, Morocco, Britain, England. Yeah, it's treaties. So who are you, or were you a party to it, or what these treaties mean? Or yeah, you sending nations from them. Do they have Latin powers that can help you, that can protect you internationally as people, where you can get your reparations, where you can get reparations as a black person? That's a corporate property. slave. The property can't even talk. Property can't even speak for itself. That's why you go to their court, kangaroo court, you can't even talk. They sick attorney on you just under the same bar as them. Conflict of interest. But this is supreme law of the land, okay? And they all are bound to this. So that's why when you see people getting pulled over, oh, I don't got to have no license to drive. Yeah, if you understand the law, understand who you are. But if you got that license in your pocket and that's who you are and you're pulling out, then you're in their jurisdiction. You got to follow Rome. Jesus told you. Yahushua said, pay unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. When they ask them about taxes, if you in Caesar's system, you got to pay on the Caesar. That's why it's different systems. They got the public sector and they got the private sector. You got to understand that. You got to understand how to move publicly, and you got to understand how to move privately. If you know how to speak the language, people will speak it back to you when you go places. But if you don't know, then you're just a regular public consumer, and people go continue to consume off of you, consume from you. That's how they go. So, so they have an open affirmation that they took. So that's what it is. The supreme law of the land, why this never was taught in the school. Why the supreme law of the land was never taught in the school. Oh, you want me to read you some more? Okay. Article 4, Section 4, says the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. Again, Section 4 says the United States should guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. So what is this? What is this democracy stuff? What is this, everybody? What is this, everybody keep talking about democracy? Huh? Okay, let me give you further more example. Let me look at this. Texas Constitution, Bill of Rights, Section 1. That the general, great, and essential principles of liberty and free government may be recognized and established, we declare. Section 1, freedom and sovereignty of state. Texas is a free and independent state, subject only to the Constitution of the United States, and the maintenance of our free institutions and the perpetuity of the Union depend upon the preservation of the right of local self-government unimpaired to all the states. Section 2, inherent political power, republican form of government. All political power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their benefit. The faith of the people of Texas stands pledged to the preservation of a republican form of government and subject to this limitation only. They have at all times the inalienable right to alter, reform, or abolish their government in such manner as they may think expedient. Republican form of government. Okay, hold on. That's not enough for you? Hold on. Let's go to this one. Let's do another. Okay. California Bill of Rights. We got them all. All you got to do is tap in the Bill of Rights for your state. Whatever state you're in, tap in the Bill of Rights. Tap in the Bill of Rights for your state. And, that's what you want to do. Have the Bill of Rights for your state. Go look it up and see what it is. And it guarantees the republican form of government. It will teach you about search and seizures. It will teach you about all that stuff. So that's the thing that you want to do. You want to pull it up. You want to go read it and start being informed. Yeah, start knowing. The video unavailable, huh? Yeah, they do stuff like that when you look for something. You're trying to find something, they tell you it's unavailable. Biotex. There, let me see what this one say right here. Yeah, go in here. Let's see. Assembly Bill, Legislative Council Digest. The people of the state of California do enact as follow. The state recognizes the following parental rights. Let's start off on parental rights. Section 1. Let me see. What do we mean the bill? Actually known as California Bill of Rights. Article 2. Concerning the section added to educational rights. So that's what I would just, this ain't the one I'm looking for right here. I'm looking for the full bills. I can pull up the first. Let me pull up like this, the Constitution. Yeah, pull up the Constitution for your state. Probably have it in California. Yeah, Constitution. Let me see that Constitution for California. California Constitution. Okay, and then you can look in there, Justia, if you're having some good stuff, too. When you go into Justia, they usually be very informal. Okay, the Declaration of Rights, Section 1 through 32. Okay, California Declaration of Rights, Article 1. It's always going to be on Article 1.
Okay, Article 1, Section 1, let's see. All people are by natural free and independent and have inalienable rights. Among these are enjoying and defending the life and liberty, acquiring, possessing, and protecting property, and pursuing and obtaining safety, happiness, and privacy. That's number one, Section 1. Section 2, let's see what Section 2 said. Universal rights. Every person may freely speak, write, publish his or her sentiments on all subjects, being responsible for the abuse of this right. A law may not restrain or abridge liberty of speech or press. Okay? So that's that one. Declaration of Rights, none of that. That's number Article 1, Section 2. And we're going to get to it. Watch this. Article 3, Section 3. The people have the right to instruct their representatives, petition government for redress of the grievances, and assembly freely to consult with the common good. Okay? Back to information. They have the right concerning the conduct of the people's business, and therefore the meeting of public bodies and the writings of public officials, agencies shall be open to public scrutiny. Okay? Okay, so that's number three. Excuse me, number four, free exercise and enjoyment of religion without discrimination or preference are guaranteed. This liberty of conscience does not excuse acts like a licentious or inconsistent with the peace and safety of the state. The legislature shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. We call this a Christian nation. Man, you can't have no, they don't have that. Man, you can be who you want to be in this nation. People just believe that because that's what they put in your mind. A person is not incompetent to be a witness or jury because of his or her opinions on religious beliefs. They don't have that, man. They don't care about that, man. That's a game been taught to dummies. Okay, the military is subordinate. Section 5 is the military is subordinate to civil power. Okay, a standing army may not be maintained in peacetime. Soldiers may not be quartered in any house in wartime except to prescribe by law or in peacetime without the owner's consent. You know, each state got militias. Mm-hmm. Each state is sanctioned to have a militia. Mm-hmm. Section 6, slavery is prohibited. Involuntary servitude is prohibited except to punish crime. So that's why each state made a uniform. So you can find all these codes in each state. You got uniform language. Mm-hmm. Section 7, a person may not be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law or denied equal protection under the law, provided that nothing contained herein or elsewhere in this Constitution imposes upon the state of California or any public entity, board, or official any obligation or responsibility which exceed those imposed by the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution with respect to the use of public school assignment or public transportation. So you make sure they cover their slave clause. See, everybody got a slave clause that's congruent with the four. They want to congruent with the 14th Amendment to keep you a slave. Maybe we don't know it. We don't know it, but all we got to do is read this. They say Section 705 of the Constitution of California, only marriage between a man and a woman is valid or recognized in California. That's what they say. See? You just go through. The more you go through, you'll find more stuff. So you say, well, if California already had these laws, why do a person need to be a U.S. citizen? No bill of attainder, Section 9, or ex post facto law or parents of obligation to the contract may not be passed. These are the same laws as in the U.S. Constitution. So why you got to be a U.S. citizen then? Why you won't just be a state citizen, huh? Hmm? Oh, okay, Section 10. You see what I'm saying? So that was the whole point. That's what the Prophet Noah Drew Ali said. There was no need for 13, 14, and 15 amendments for my people. Man, as already, if you freed, you back to what you already was. Look at the third Section 13, Article 1. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures may not be violated, and a warrant may not issue except on probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, particularly describing the place to be searched and the person, the thing to be seized. I'm letting these police go into your car. Yeah, see, but you under their jurisdiction. You gave them jurisdiction when you pulled over and they said, hey, how you doing? Let me give you a license and registration. And you reach in your pocket and you had that. Now he knew you under his jurisdiction. You're supposed to have on a seatbelt. You're supposed to follow everything he say. But if you would have pulled him over and he pulled him over, you say, what's the hurry, officer? How may I assist you? And he would have asked you that question. You were like, what I need that for? I'm traveling, man. What that got to do with anything, man? I'm not under none of that. Yeah, that's what you basically tell him. Well, say that I got to have a license to operate, you know, and then just because of the plate on the car with your jurisdiction on there, I'm traveling. I could be from any country, any state, and I mean, it could be in a rental car. Yeah, so I might have, everybody don't have the same identification in the rental to pull out to determine who they are. I might have something in my, so I could be private because I'm a private citizen. You see what I'm saying? A private individual.
But you've never been taught that. You've been taught this land is your land, this land is my land, but you've been praying allegiance to the flag for which it stands. One nation under God. But what about the flag that was next to it in the same classroom? Nobody thought that. That's how dumbed down we was. We didn't even ask the question about the other flag. I never heard nobody that I was in the class ask why we don't pledge allegiance to that flag. We wasn't taught that. See, the youth had to be educated and indoctrinated. That means we was already indoctrinated as youth. How deep it goes. Yep, we was indoctrinated young that we didn't even question the other flag. But it flew right there. They had to put it in view. Say it in the Quran. Satan got to tell you. He was saying that day, he told you. He showed you everything. He put it in signs and symbols. He put it in TV and stuff that you say is false and not true. But it is. He put it right before your face. And on that day, he going to say, hey, man, I told you one thing. You listen to me. It ain't my fault you follow me. Your God told you a way. Your inside, your spirit told you a way. But you didn't follow that. You follow me. So you got to follow. You got to partake of what I partake of. So that's why this system is falling down. And we continue to follow down with it. Because we continue to hold on to the names and the tags that delude to slavery. Prophet Noble Drew Ali came and told you that. He broke all that. He freed us. Yahushua came again. Y'all looking for Jesus? He came again. Noble Drew Ali, the prophet. El Had Sharif, Sheikh Sharif Abdul Ali. Yeah, he came again. He broke the Roman seal. Told us you're not Negroes, black, colors, African Americans. Allah blessed us. The great God of the universe blessed us. Yeah, Yahushua came again. The same people was against them 2,000 years ago was against them still today. The same people that was with them 2,000 years ago with them today. That's what he said. Broke the Roman seal. Who else told you that you wasn't a Negro or black? You're still holding on to it. Now, understanding this is a coin tag. All you got to do is go research it. The history is abundant. It's abundant. India and all that, that's a tag. This not India. So quit calling the people Indian. You said they was Indian. This not India. So even if they was Indian, they was away from home. This might be their relatives and their kin folks, and they have an heirship, a right to it too. They have a right to be over here with their folks on some of their folks' soil. But hell, India means they from India. Iran means they from Iran. Somalia means they from Somalia. You see what I'm saying? But where your land at? You in the United States. See, on top of your own territory. So Martin Luther King, Brother L came and told us. He say, man, the Negro finds himself exiled in his own land. He told us that. That was Yahushua come again. Jesus came again because he manifests so much love. Water hole, they throwing bricks. People out here being the devils that they are. And that's not for everybody because everybody got a devil in them. But I'm just calling it what it is. I'm talking about the creation that was created to rule, to govern and keep a people down. The science that was allowed to be put into effect for you to see what's inside of you. That's why the Sphinx was designed like it is. That's why it's an animal with a human head, because your physical is your body is an animal. That's why we have animalistic ways. We have to subdue that. That's the lower self. But when you become king of your throne, then the king sits up and the animal sits down. It'll never go away. It's always there. We got to control it. See, we looking for the wrong thing. Just control it. That's all. Be able to control it and use it for what it's worth. Listen, I thank y'all for coming in to Blog Talk Radio. Listen, don't forget to tap in on the website. Follow us at Instagram and Legal Empowerment Group to get your do-it-yourself kits. And we've got a lot of information to help you out, like I said, with credit repair and business formation where you can get financing, okay? That's Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. And don't forget to check us out at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com, all right? And check us out at Health. At our nonprofit, our 501c3 at health, that's h-e-a-l-t-h.info for donations. We appreciate you. We out there helping people, man. Listen, we getting the donations for the truck routes to send our stuff. If you know how to get donations, hit us at them links, man. Show us places where we get donations in your area, and we'll pull up in them trucks and drop it off to you. All right? Don't forget to go to queenkitty.net. That's queenkitty.net and queenkitty at Instagram for your feminine hygiene products. Once again, like I said, I hope it was informative. I thank y'all for tapping in all around where y'all be tapping in from. Let me slide into the dashboard over here and just give out some shots out, man, to some of the kin folks and stuff that's hitting us around. So we go shout out to China, Canada, the Netherlands, Denmark, Yeah, it's a lot of little places in there. Malaysia. Yeah, we got some Malaysia sliding through with us. Some little spots. Czech Republic. I see y'all, man. Denmark. Keep coming through. Man, keep coming through, man. And tell some more people, man. United Kingdom is in the house. So that's how we're doing this. And Peru. Yeah, Peru is definitely in the house. See, yeah, the chart tell me everything. Canada, we already got Canada and Alaska. Alaska is in the house. So shout out to all my kin folks and people that's out there listening, knowing that we are one, man. Keep it true. Keep sliding through, man. And tell a friend so we can blow up the scenes. And go check us out at our website. That's where you really go get the information to help. Peace and love.